WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The last several episodes of 101, we've looked at the various new products which the dual polarization radar upgrade brings. For the next several episodes, we're going to look at how the products can be applied in various situations. Now, with all these situations, and before we start, it's important to remember that none of these products actually just stand alone. As we have learned from the standard Doppler radar products, the best utility comes in using the products in combination with all of the other available products. And this continues to be true for the dual polarization products. So let's take a look at winter weather. One of the most useful applications in winter weather is the identification of the melting layer. The melting layer has been visible on Doppler radars as bright banding, usually a circular area of enhanced reflectivity where melting snow is falling into air that is above freezing. Dual polarization will greatly enhance the ability of detecting this using correlation coefficient, or CC. CC values lower to between about 0.8 and 0.95 with mixed returns. An algorithm has also been developed which plots the CC-based melting layer on the map, which will be part of radar software in the future. How can the melting layer be helpful to meteorologists? If a melting layer is present, once precipitation falls below it, snow becomes either rain, freezing rain, or sleet. Now, unfortunately, there's no real way to differentiate between these three using dual polarization products, so environmental conditions will play a big role, too. In snow situations, CC is usually high and ZDR low, closer to zero. Snow near the melting layer will obviously be wetter with lower CC values and higher ZDR values. In transitions from rain to snow, ZDR values lower quickly, while CC values increase even in a wet snow situation. Mixed rain and snow areas will maintain an increased ZDR and decreased CC values. As with nearly all radar data, there are limitations. Remember, typing winter precipitation at dual polarization sites only occurs at the radar beam height, so surface reports and observations will still be important. Also, there are times when there may be more than one melting layer. There are also times when the melting layer is not perfectly circular and blends in with the other data, especially in transition situations. Now, in our next episode, we'll take on heavy rain on a dual polarization radar.